I want you to turn to the Gospel of John, and we're going to read this one verse. In John chapter 3, verse 30. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the word of God, and the word of God says, he must increase, but I must decrease. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the word that you have given me, Lord God. Lord God, I step back and I allow you, Holy Spirit, take over and speak. Lord God, because your saints are listening. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Amen. If you have a Bible and these letters are black, that means it is not the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. As a matter of fact, it's John the Baptist. So I'm going to give you a little context. I didn't want to go through the whole, chapters and different chapters of the book of John. But I believe many of you know who John the Baptist was, his assignment. Amen, that the Lord God had given him from the time he was in his mother's womb. He had a mission to accomplish. Amen. And at the right appointed time, when the Lord was about to begin his ministry, God called John to be the way maker. Amen. He called John to be a messenger to deliver the good news that people must confess, repent, amen, and be baptized in water, amen, because there's a cleansing that happens when you are immersed in water and baptized, amen. But John the Baptist was called to make a way for the Lord, to prepare the way for the Lord Jesus, who was coming, the Messiah who was coming. And he made it very clear in the Gospel of John in chapter 1 that he was not the Christ. He was not the anointed one, but that God called him to prepare the way because the anointed one was coming, amen, and God had called John the Baptist to water baptize Jesus when he came on the scene, amen.
Amen.
Because Jesus came to fulfill prophecy. We know John the Baptist, there is a prophecy, it's in the book of Isaiah, but it talks about John the Baptist. So this prophecy came to pass about John being the one, the messenger that was going to prepare the way for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And it came to pass, and when that time came in Jerusalem, amen, when that time came, and John was already baptizing people in water, but when the Lord came through, amen, and he knew that it was John the his cousin, amen, was the one that got called to baptize him, amen. And when John did immerse the Lord God in water, amen, there was, and when the Lord God immersed from the water, amen, there was a voice from God the Father that said, this is my son who I am well pleased with. Amen.
Amen.
And so the word of the Lord spoke and the people heard. Amen. This is the Son of God. This is Jesus Christ. You see, John the Baptist came to baptize with water, but the Lord Jesus Christ came to baptize people in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy
Hallelujah.
Spirit. But there was a mission, amen, that was commissioned to John the Baptist for such a time.
Yes.
Amen. And when we go just a few verses before, so now the Lord Jesus, he was already baptized. Amen. By John the Baptist. But John the Baptist still had some disciples following him because, you know, he already had these people baptized. And he says, you must confess and repent because the kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God has arrived. Amen. So those people,
amen.
John, they were following John the Baptist. But once the Messiah, Jesus Christ, was baptized, They began to follow the Lord Jesus Christ because they began to see some miracles that began to take place while he was walking on earth. Amen. And then a few verses before 3:30, and I want you to go there because I want you to get clarity of the message that the Lord has for us today. In John 3, I want to start in 26. John 3, Gospel of John 3, 26, just a few verses before where we were. And here, let's start with John, 3:25. And it says, then there arose a dispute between some of John's disciples, meaning John the Baptist's disciples, and the Jews about purification. And they came to John and said to him, Rabbi, they called him Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing all baptizing, and all are coming to him, capital H, to the Lord Jesus Christ. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. John is saying the mission he got was from God alone. It is God who assigns you. It is God who gives you a destiny. It is God that before you were forming your mother's womb has already set you apart and already has purpose for your life. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So John answered and said, a man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ. But I have been sent before him. Yes, he was sent before him. We just spoke about that. He who has the bride is the bridegroom. Aren't we called the church? Isn't the church called the bride? The Lord Jesus is the bridegroom. He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled.
Amen.
He must increase. Amen. He's talking about the Lord Jesus. He must increase, but I must decrease. Amen. Mm-hmm. You hear that? So John the Baptist, he's recognizing, church, hear me out. He is recognizing that his assignment was done, that he did what God called him to do. And now because the people are flocking around the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord is baptizing them, he's not gonna get angry. He doesn't mind. As a matter of fact, he is joyful. He is happy because Jesus is exactly doing what God called him to do now. Amen?
Amen.
Because John the Baptist, his mission is over. It was done. It was accomplished. The purpose that the Lord had for John while he was in his mother's womb, in Elizabeth's womb, and even before he was formed in her womb, was done.
Amen.
John the Baptist fulfilled the purpose that God has for him, the assignment. So he's saying, I'm a friend of the bridegroom. I'm going to be happy for him. Just like when we get invited to a church, there he goes. The bridegroom is standing and waiting for his bride to come in. Amen. Amen. And we are there to celebrate the occasion, to celebrate the mission that's going to be accomplished when the two make a vow with God. Amen. So this is what John is saying. Now that my job has been done, I gotta decrease so that Christ can increase now.
Yes.
Amen. So that Christ can increase in the lives of people. Amen. Do you understand that we as vessels, as glory carriers, we have the Holy Spirit now. Now we have the Lord within us. But still, this is the word for us today. We must decrease so that Christ can increase through us. Amen?
Amen.
Because everything that the Lord does, he does it through us. We are his vessels. Amen.
Amen.
We have been called with a mission. Amen. We have, some of us have received visions. Some of us have, we all know that we have a purpose. And if you don't know your purpose in life, you need to seek the Lord for that. Amen. But there's,
Amen.
When the Lord calls you, he calls you with purpose. He calls you with direction. He calls you in peace. Hallelujah. He calls you to fulfill that which he has called you to do.
Amen.
But in order to do that, you need to decrease so that Christ can increase through you, in
Yes.
you, and allow God to do what he needs to do in your life. In other words, we need to get out of the way and let God do what he does best. Amen?
Yes.
And that doesn't mean we do nothing. That doesn't mean we sit around and do nothing. No, you continue to hear the Lord. You continue to pursue God. Amen. Because God has given you a voice and God is always speaking. The word of God speaks. The word of God is always speaking to us. The word of God is always saying things to us. It's always revealing. It's giving us information. Amen. The word of Amen. God is information to our souls. Amen?
Yes.
That's why it's so important. You know, I may be jumping, but in Romans 12:2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but renew your minds by conforming to the image of God, by conforming
Amen.
To who he is. And how do we do that? By the word of God. It is the
yeah.
word of God that washes our minds and cleanses it from everything that is toxic, everything that is not aligned with the word. He brings in new information, new life to our minds, the truth to our minds, so we can walk in that truth. Amen.
Amen.
So
Amen.
So this is a powerful truth that he right here in John 3:30. Amen. So, it, you know, it's talking about, this verse is also talking about humility. John declared this in humility. He says, I need to be less so Jesus can be greater. That's what John the Baptist was saying. And this, honestly, this statement encapsulates the essence of our Christian journey. We need to humble ourselves, amen, and decrease and become less so that God can increase the more, increase in our lives, guide us through our life, amen. It is God. We give glory to God. We don't give glory to man. And in this, when you decrease and allow the Lord to increase, then you begin to live a life where God's presence, his purpose and his glory begin to overshadow your personal desires and ambitions, because it's no longer about you, it's about the Lord. Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, what direction do I need to go? So I want to dive into what it means to decrease ourselves so that God can increase in our lives. Amen. Well, first of all, you know, you got to understand the context of John the Baptist. You got to understand, and we just went over it, you know, what it means to humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. Yes, John was a powerful prophet. He was called of God. He did attract many crowds. He baptized many people. And despite his influence, he understood that the role that he had was to prepare the way for Jesus. That was his role, just to prepare the
Amen.
Way. And when John the Baptist prepared the way and that mission was accomplished, he needed to remove himself from the stage and Jesus came in to take center stage. Amen. You see, John recognized that Jesus, not himself, was the Savior. And he willingly stepped back and allowed Jesus to take his rightful place. Amen? Because now he began to baptize people with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And you know what? You know, the reality is we have a carnal mind. Amen. We are still flesh. Amen. And a lot of us, amen, in certain roles that we have in life, we're tempted to seek recognition. We're tempted to have people praise us for maybe what we're doing or the title that we have. And maybe you like to be in control. But like John, we got to recognize that our primary purpose is to point others to Christ, not to ourselves. Amen. My primary purpose as a pastor is to point you to Christ, not to me. Don't worship me. I'm going to fail you and I'm not God. Amen.
All right now.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It is the Lord Jesus that we praise. It is the Lord Jesus that we worship. It is the Lord Jesus that gave his life on the cross for us. I did not. Amen.
Amen.
It was a sinless man who gave it all and paid all our debt. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So another way that we can decrease, you know, God is calling us to humility. John humbled himself when he told the people, I gotta step out of the way. It is now God. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior. He is the anointed one.
Amen.
I can't baptize you guys with the Holy Spirit, but he can.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I was just here for the first scene, but God has to take over. The Lord Jesus has to take over now. Now he becomes the main character in this story. And John had to step away. John knew what humility was. And humility is a virtue. And humility, don't get it twisted and don't allow the enemy to twist this. Humility isn't thinking less of yourselves. Amen? No.
Amen.
That's not what this word is saying. But humility is surrendering your will to God. That's what humility is. We need to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Amen. So that he can increase in our lives. So humility is like a synonym for humbleness. Amen. We need to humble ourselves. What's the opposite of humility? It's pride. And we see pride. Pride likes to elevate self, whereas humility elevates God. Amen? So we
Amen.
Need to elevate God at all times. And the only way we can do that, we need to humble ourselves. Amen? Say no to pride. Say no to self-righteousness. Say no to self-centeredness. Amen? We need to humble Amen. Ourselves and elevate Christ in us. Amen? Because the reality is that it is God's power and his presence can manifest more fully in us when we allow God to be God. When we let go of control. When we let go of pride. And when we come humble in the sight of the Lord, God can make himself powerful through us. God can manifest himself powerfully through us. Amen?
Amen.
Because we are his vessels. We're the ones that God is using to share the good news. We're the ones that God is using to turn the enemy's camp down. He's giving us a voice. He's giving us his model prayer for us to pray. He's giving us the sword of the Spirit. That is this is the greatest weapon that I have. It's my mouth. Believe it or not.
Amen.
It is the greatest weapon because I am constantly declaring and tearing down the enemy's camp because I have to. I got to do it for my family. I got to do it for the ministry. I got to do it for my job and I got to do it for myself. Amen.
Amen.
Because the one thing that the enemy doesn't want is for us to build a church.
Mm.
So I'm going to have all kinds of things coming against me, voices, threats, whatever it is, come and but no, I'm standing on the word. I'm walking by faith, and no devil in hell is gonna put me down. Amen.
Right.
No weapon. So I'm going to declare the word of God. No weapon formed against me will ever prosper in the name of Jesus. Right. What the Lord intended for evil, God is turning it around for my good.
Yes.
Those words that have come against me, they have to drop down and turn back where they came from. And that's my declaration.
Rebuke it right now. Amen.
I'm not playing. Amen. This is God. This is, I have to obey the Lord. Let me tell you something. You know what humility is too? It's obeying God. Obeying the word. Amen. That's a call to humility. We have all been called to humility. It is about not being self-centered or self-righteous, but allowing God to be who he says he is in your life. He is Christ. He is Savior. He is Provider.
Amen.
Amen. He is everything that we want him to be in the positive way, in a positive way. Amen. Because God is good. That is positive. Amen. It's good affirmation. Amen. But obedience will produce fruit. Obedience to the call of God, obedience in humbling yourself will produce fruit. The word of God says, by the fruit you shall know them. What kind of fruit are you producing? By your fruit you shall know them. So obedience will produce fruit. And it's good fruit. Not bad fruit. Good fruit. Obedience to God. Amen.
Amen.
So you know, when it talks about humbling yourself, you know, I ask myself all the time, what is it in my life that I'm holding on to? What is it in your life that you're holding on to? Are there places in your life where pride continues to knock at your door? And pride doesn't allow God to work in your life? What is it? We got to ask ourselves these questions because they're real. That's a reality. And we got to lay these things down so that God can increase in our lives. Amen. Amen. So, you know, we're talking about what does it mean to decrease ourselves and allow God to increase? Well, we gotta understand where this verse came from. He must increase, but I must decrease, that John spoke. You know, God is calling us to humility. And you gotta know that there are benefits of letting God increase in your life. Because when we humble ourselves, when we allow God to increase, you're gonna see transformation. Transformation takes place in your life. When we allow God to increase in our lives, he transforms our hearts. Because now, remember, part of being transformed is humbling yourself. You got to humble yourself. If you're not humbling yourself, you're not going to be transformed by the renewal of God's word, by the renewal of your mind. So he comes in and he begins to transform our hearts, our minds, our lives. And when he does that, we begin to reflect the character of God. Like I said before, obedience is a fruit of the Spirit. The character of God is love. It's a fruit. Patience, kindness, faithfulness. And that's what we're producing. Amen. When we let God increase in our lives, when we allow him to mold us and shape us in the way he wants us to go. Amen. Because God has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, you know, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, plans to give you a hope and a future and not to harm you. God doesn't harm you. People that are being used by the enemy harm you. The enemy himself harms you. Amen. Circumstances can harm you. Amen. But God is a good God. He doesn't harm you. Amen.
Amen.
He wants the best for you, and he's shaping your future. He did it from the beginning before you were in your mother's womb. God already had a plan for you. So in that plan, your purpose is to fulfill the will of God. What is the will of God? If you don't know it, seek for it. Ask him.
Seek
him. Hallelujah. There's benefits in letting God increase in your life. Again, transformation. There's purpose. There's direction. You want clarity and direction? Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and ask him. Read his word. Decrease. And make room for God's will. Make room and align yourself with the word of God. Align yourself with his purpose. Amen.
Amen.
I know the Lord gave me purpose. I know I'm walking in my purpose right now. Amen. I didn't know it years ago. I didn't know it quite a few years ago. I wasn't even accepting it. Amen. But God, amen. God lovingly corrected me. Amen. Spoke to my spirit. I saw the truth of his word. He revealed things to me. Amen. He transformed my life, and he's still transforming me. Every day is a new transformation. Every day I'm being made new in God, because amen. I want to be more and more like him. Amen. And I'm talking about character. I'm not God. Amen. But I do have his spirit living in the inside of me. Amen. And I do have power, and I have authority, yes, to come, amen, against those things that are not aligned with the word of God that may present themselves in my life. So there's a purpose in my life, and I'm every day I'm aligning more and more with God. Amen. And in order to do that, I need to humble, amen, myself, decrease so that he can increase in me. You know, he gave me this word probably like 2 years ago. He told me, you need to decrease so that I can do what I need to do in your life. Amen. And we all been there. It's hard, amen, to let go of control. It's hard. You know, when you're so accustomed of having this schedule and having this plan and doing this at this time and that time, and it's hard to let go and let God. It's hard. I've been there. But little by little, God has been transforming me. Amen. And my walk is by faith.
Amen.
Do I miss it sometimes? Yeah, I miss it sometimes, but God's grace abounds. Amen.
Amen.
God's grace abounds. Hallelujah.
Yes.
My Lord. There are benefits of letting God increase in your life. There are benefits, church. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Don't take it lightly. You know, just look at your life and see, you know, where has God transformed your life? That you said to God, you know what? I surrender my control to you. Go, have your way, Lord. And we need to celebrate these changes. We need to continue to yield in his leading. We got to celebrate ourselves. I celebrate me every day. I said, Bernice, thank you, know you're doing it, you got this. And I said, I know, because it is he's the one that's helping me. He's the one, God is the one that's giving me the strength to be the pastor of this church, to work my full-time job, amen,
yep,
to deal with, amen, family, hallelujah, and to go to school, amen. God's giving me the strength. God is the one walking with me. Amen. This morning, I wasn't sure what to minister on, but God opened the word for me. Amen. It is God. Amen. You don't understand. It is God. When I humble myself in the sight of the Lord, I let go and God increases through me. Amen. But it's for the good. It's for the good of me, for the good of you. It is God speaking to you. It's not I, it's him. This is his word. His word says you must decrease. So that I can increase.
Increase. Hallelujah.
Amen. So this is, amen, God. So you got to celebrate where God has taken you. You know, we should not be the same what's today's date? September 8th. September 8th, 2023, you should be a different vessel today. Because every day we learn more. When it says we go from glory to glory, we already have the glory of God. It carries us. Amen. But we're going from maturity to maturity. We're going deeper in Christ. We're going from glory to glory. Mm-hmm. Amen. We're getting to know God the more. We're doing more of what God has asked us to do. We're doing more because we're letting go and we're allowing Him to come in and take over. Because it is God that needs to take control, not us. Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I get to the last part, amen. But I just want to touch on this a little bit because the verse I put in the email with that Vinit just spoke about this morning, 2 Corinthians 9, right? Yes, and 9, I put Corinthians 9, 7. And I just want to go there because I want to read 8, verse 8. Right, but I put it on the email and Sister Vinit mentioned, and again we're talking about the benefits of letting God increase in your life. We're talking about becoming humble. Be humble in the sight of the Lord. You know, 7 says, so let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. But then listen to the next verse, okay? And God, you see, if you do this, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance of every good work. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So what is this saying? You know what grace in Greek means? Charis. Charis, K-A-R-I-S, charis, right? It means favor. So God is able to make all favor abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things. You know what that scripture spoke to me yesterday?
No.
I'm going to tell you. Amen. That when we give, listen, we're building God's kingdom. What we give to this ministry is not going in vain, amen? But God has given us a call and a command to give. Bring your tithes and offering into the storehouse, amen? And I'm not here preaching about tithes and offering. I just want to make a point, the point that the Lord showed me, amen? He's giving us a commandment. And I said before, the obedience will produce fruit in your life. Amen. Obedience to the word of God. If God is saying to give cheerfully, amen, to bring you tithes and offering, he says that when we do that, because when we do it cheerfully, with a cheerful heart, then God, you're putting God in a position to make all favor, all the grace abound toward you. The more that means that when you're giving to the Lord, when you giving to increase his kingdom glory, when you giving, hallelujah, that is going to touch lives and it's going to make a difference in the world, God is going to pour the favor upon you like you've never seen before. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says here, amen, that you will always have enough. You will always have enough in every single area of your life. Why? Because God has given you favor. Amen. Because what I see in my life and what the way he showed it to me was, I am a faithful tither. I give more than my tithe. I give offerings. I give in secret. Amen. And sometimes I don't have where to give, but I still give because the need arises. There's a need that arises and I still give. Amen. Mm-hmm. Nobody needs to know who I give to. Amen. But God does. But I can tell you right now that I'm living this example because God brought me revelation through this word. That I may have an abundance of every good work. There's an abundance right now happening in my life. Let me tell you that even when I turned and I had missed opportunities because I turned not one job down at the IRS, I turned two jobs down at the IRS, and God looked at me like, are you kidding me? Two positions down. But yet, because I have been, this is what the Lord showed me, because I have been faithfully given on to the ministry, cheerfully, amen, the favor of God is upon me, amen. God opened once again, a new position, which is a 64% increase in what I was making. Now, come on.
Hallelujah.
Who does that? IRS doesn't do that, but God does. Amen.
Yes.
You see the provisions of God, amen, because his grace is upon my life, because his grace is sufficient for me, amen, and he's giving me an abundance, and I'm not looking to be rich, I'm looking to be rich in him. Amen. I just want to be rich in him. I want to be rich in his word. I want to be a Berean. A Berean is a student of the word of God. A Berean is a one that is devoted to the word of God. But I'm in the word, and God brought that revelation to me, and I was like, I see it. That even though I missed certain things, amen, missed some opportunities, the grace of God and the favor of God was still there. God made a way. He made all grace, all favor abound toward me, that I may have always all sufficiency in all areas of my life. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So God is going to make a way where you think there's no way. God will make a way. Why? Because you're being consistent in your givings. And I know Sister Vinita and others on this platform can testify on the goodness, the favor, and the bounty of God in our lives.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And God knows, just give cheerfully, but give. Mm-hmm. Amen. Don't miss out, because the benefits of letting go, of humbling yourself, of stop being self-centered or self-righteous and allowing God to increase, you're going to see the fruit of it. You're going to see the fruit of it. Amen. 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 So I just wanted to interject in that, because I just thought it went along with that, and the way God revealed it to me, I just wanted to let you know. And I'm not boasting on myself. I am boasting on God, what God is doing in my life, how God is showing up, how the favor of God is upon my children. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They just bought a house, my son and my granddaughter, you know, and Dana, the mom, they're back together. Amen. Mm-hmm. What God does with that relationship, I leave it in his hands. Amen.
That's
the
right.
Prayer
Amen.
Is already there. Amen. But they just bought a brand new home. Amen. I mean, that's unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
A month after they moved, they're already in their house. Amen. The
Amen.
Favor of God. The favor of God. It's a blessing. It's a blessing that passes on from generation to generation.
Amen.
Amen. So we can't miss out on that. Amen. Don't be deceived. Just give, but when you give cheerfully. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So church, there's practical ways that to decrease, because we need to decrease. We need to humble ourselves and decrease so that the Lord God can increase in our lives. And that means there's four things I wanna share with you quickly. You gotta daily surrender to the Lord. Daily. It's not a one-time thing. You don't surrender every Sunday. You need to surrender every single day. So you gotta begin each day with a prayer of surrender. Lord, I am yours. What will you have me do today, Lord God? Guide me to a scripture that will speak into me, Lord God. Lord God, take control of my life. Take control of my actions. Take control of my decisions. Take control of my thoughts. That is surrendering your life to God. And we got to do it daily. Amen. Another practical way, number two, is to seek God's will in decisions. Let me tell you something. When you got to make a very important decision, don't seek somebody else's opinion. You got to seek the Lord on this. So instead of relying on self or relying on others, and on their understanding or even your own understanding, seek the wisdom of God in all your decisions. And this is how we decrease in Christ and allow him to increase, because we are allowing him, Lord, I need your assistance. I need your help. And that is humbling yourself in the sight of the Lord. So Amen. You're talking about surrender. You're talking about seeking. And then number three, serving others. When you serve others, it shifts the focus from self to God's love working through you. Amen. So when you begin to serve others, whether it's through a phone call or maybe somebody says, you know what, can you pray for this, this and that? Don't tell them, oh yeah, we'll put you in the prayer request and this. No, you stop what you're doing and you pray for them right then and there. When you have a dream of a person, you wake up, you stop what you're doing, and you pray for that individual. Amen. When somebody calls you that they need a favor, you stop what you're doing. You put self down, you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and you do them the favor. Uh-huh. With reason. Amen. With reason, because we know that some people take advantage of our kindness and goodness. But with reason, always seek the Lord and seek the Lord's discernment on this if you need to. Mm-hmm. Surrender, seeking, serving. Amen. And the last one, we got to stay in the Word. You got to stay in the Word. You got to pray. You have to regularly immerse yourself in Scripture and pray, because we need to allow the voice of God to guide us. You need to allow the voice of God to guide you. God knows exactly what you're going through. He knows exactly what you need. He knows exactly what you're seeking for. He knows what you're yearning for. He knows what your desires are. But like I said before, Psalm 37:4, it says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
And that speaks about you need to decrease yourself and put yourself, you know, humble yourself and put God first in your life. Read the Word before Amen. You leave your house. Pray before you leave your house. Pray over your family before you leave your house. Amen. Decrease.
Amen.
And immerse yourself in the Bible, in His Word. And you will hear God's voice, and he Amen. Will guide you. Amen. Yes. So these are practical ways that we can decrease. And if you begin to make practice of these in your life, let me tell you something. The presence of God and the purpose that God has for you is going to be more and more and more evident and more clear in your life. Amen. And Amen. Then you got to move into action and begin to walk in the calling and the purpose that God has for you. Always seeking the Lord's counsel in everything that you do. But it's important that we surrender, seek him. Amen. Serve others, because it's a good practice. Amen. And stay immersed in the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So John's Baptist statement says, he must decrease, increase, meaning the Lord God, he must increase, but I must decrease. And this is a call to every single believer on this platform. You need to be less. You need to humble yourself. You need to decrease so that the Lord Christ can increase through you. And God is calling us. He's inviting us to humble ourselves in his sight, to surrender our will to him and allow him to take throne, the throne of our hearts. Let him take control. Tell God, God, I surrender. Take over, yes, Lord. I give you the throne of my heart. I give it to you.
Yes, Lord.
And when we begin to decrease and we don't lose, we actually gain. You know, you may see it as losing, but you actually gain the fullness of life that only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So, church, let's commit today to step back and allow the Lord Jesus to take a step forward in our everyday life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you continuously help us, Lord God, and it's guiding us and it's giving us the direction that we need to go, Lord God. Lord God, this word has spoken to each and every one of us, including myself, Lord. So, Lord, we ask that you help us to humble ourselves before you, Lord God. Teach us, Lord, to decrease so that you may increase in every area of our lives. May our actions, Lord, our thoughts, and our desires reflect your glory so we can lead others to you, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen.